are flapping in the wind on the Doug Stephan.
How do you do what?
How do you do what you do?
How do you do that thing you do?
How do you do that thing you do, Richie? You do that well. That's from that movie. What was the name of the movie?
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do. Thank you very
Tom
much.
Hanks.
Yes. It's now, did I say it was 7.5 the hour already? I think I did. Coming up, as the focus continues on the Boko Haram group, now it's a U.S. priority, says the State Department, and along with them acknowledging they could have acted sooner, we have Ian Ellen, who is an expert in the Middle East, or not Middle East, but in this part of the world, Nigeria. We'll talk with him about the latest from Nigeria in a matter of moments. First, a really, really, really good story about two sisters. Story we feature from today's show info at DougStephan.com. Chloe and Claire Grunke, 13-year-old middle school twins. Every weekend this spring, they've spent competing at the track meets around the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They were both running the 800 when all of a sudden Chloe started having trouble. She said, quote, "I felt something pull and pop in my thigh, and then around the second lap it really hurt. I couldn't go anymore, so I fell down." Then something really amazing happened. Claire, the sister, picked up her sister and put her on her back so that they could finish the race together. Claire carried Chloe for 370 meters. She says what she did for her twin means more than just winning. She said, quote, "It's about showing compassion, love, sportsmanship. Even if you lose, help somebody else. It's worth it. The energy from the crowd made me stronger. They were saying, I can't believe you did that." The parents of the two, Doug and Georgia Grunke, said they learned, and everybody else can learn from what happened. A pretty amazing, kind of a neat thing. And the story in detail, what the coach said, more on the twins, more on the family, more on that story at DougStephan.com. They came in last in the 800-meter race.
You think?
Well, I think they were probably first and got most of the attention, and that's kind of a cool thing to see these two loving sisters. I think it's always great to see siblings enjoy each other. Kenny, how do your daughter and son get along now? They're late teenagers getting into adulthood. How do they get along?
They are the best of friends now.
Are they? Now.
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 Now. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
When they were in their early teens, they hated each other. And I wasn't sure that both of them were going to live to make
really?
It out of their teens.
Uh-huh. What about you, Richie, with Sean and
Juliana?
Juliana. Yeah.
They have their good moments and bad moments.
But they're younger anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they're 7 and 10, so, you know, right. They have their moments when they're, like, driving each other crazy and screaming at each other. And then they have their moments when they're having a good old time out there on the trampoline, bouncing around, just playing, having fun.
Have your two daughters ever really gotten along, Roberta?
No.
No.
There's such an age discrepancy there, though. I mean,
no. 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the greatest things about being a father to Megan and Brendan is seeing how they have been so close through most of their life. When they were, when Megan was in her mid-teens, Brendan was in the way. But other than that, as adults, what I find most refreshing about it is as adults, how close they are. Every day they're back and forth talking to each other. They get together at least once a week. They don't live that far from each other in L.A., but it's just kind of neat, especially what's going on with Megan in her life now. It's very exciting, and it's kind of cool. So anyway, that's how you can put together in terms of your own, what you wish for your family. Read that story from today's show at DougStephan.com, and you'll get the inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, Kenny's been following the release of this Timothy Geithner memoir, which some people have been talking about. And what I got from the Cliff Notes version of what I saw, Kenny, was that there is this continuing aura, if you will, or stench is probably a better word for it, with this administration and their constant lying, making things up. Geithner was a member of the inner circle, and he makes no bones about what he was asked to do, right?
Well, sort of. In the book, it's called Stress Test, just came out this week, he apparently alludes to some instances where he was asked to lie. But now he says that's not true. They never asked him to say anything that wasn't true.
But it was in the book. So, he said in the book.
So he's disputing his own writings in his own book?
Exactly.
That's after somebody read it and said, what the hell did you say about us? Yeah, come on.
That's funny.
Isn't that great?
This is all coming from the guy who ran the Treasury Department and didn't pay his taxes.
Right.
What else does he say, or is that about it?
That's the only thing that anybody is really focusing on. Yeah. Fox News actually interviewed him to try and to talk about this, that he said that the administration wanted him to lie, and he's I was never put in the position where they asked me to do that.
So did they take an excerpt out of the book and said, you wrote here in the book, this is the word? Did they take that tact with it?
No, they did. Well, in the clip that I saw, it was Brett Baer, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of surprised. You know, if you have that kind of ammunition, use it.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I'm looking here. He takes a couple of shots at everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's what happens when you want to sell a book.
When you write a book. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Let's take a shot. A little shot here, a little shot there. Speaking of shots, what's going on in Nigeria? What's the latest with these hundreds of young girls that have been taken hostage? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Quarter past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Ken and Richie and I have with us now Ivan Eland, who is a senior fellow, actually director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute in Washington. And his focus is Nigeria, the Nigerian group Boko Haram. Let's start with that, Ivan, and what we know about them, and why is it that they so suddenly seem to have come up on the radar?
Well, the world is just discovering this group. I think they've done even more heinous things than kidnap more than 200 schoolgirls, which is, of course, bad enough. But they go in and slaughter villages wholesale, men, women, and children. In one other school incident, they shot and burned to death 59 schoolboys. They don't like Western education. That's the name of their group indicates. The public wouldn't know that, but that's what the name means. There's various translations, but it means basically they're against Western education. That's why they're focusing on schools, but they also just slaughter villages. They're probably the world's most vicious terrorist group, even above branches of Al-Qaeda Al-Qaeda and the Lord's Resistance Army in Central Africa.
All right, so what people are learning now about Nigeria, we all have gotten our email box full of all these wonderful opportunities to become jillionaires thanks to the wonderful folks in Nigeria, but I don't think most people knew that the country is pretty evenly divided. The South is more Christian, the North is more Muslim, and that becomes the backdrop for some of this drama, doesn't it?
Yes, because the group is operating in the northern part of Nigeria, and the government, has less sway up there, which is why the group is there. They can have a safe haven, et cetera, and they also have a safe haven in other countries nearby there. But I think we should stress, this has become sort of the illuminated cause of because of these schoolgirls, but this is a local group. They're vicious, but they concentrate on
Nigerian issues.
So I think the State Department people under Hillary Clinton, they made a decision not to put this group on the U.S. terrorism list, which I think was the right one because they don't attack U.S. targets. Now, of course, there are other groups a lot of groups on the U.S. terrorism list don't attack U.S. targets, but the rationale was that you would raise their status. They're now on the superpowers' radar, so they get elevated status in the Islamist world. They get raise more money, get more recruits, and they may start attacking U.S. targets out of revenge for being on the list, and also because now if they attack U.S. targets, they can get even more money and more recruits. So,
what are their capabilities to go outside of Nigeria, and how connected are they with
well,
other
I don't
Al-Qaeda
think they
affiliates?
Are. I mean, they're a local group. They have local interests, but they could attack our embassy or other interests that we have in Nigeria, economic interests, businesses, et cetera. So they do have some capability of attacking the U.S. even within Nigeria. But I think sometimes the United States goes out and makes new enemies that it doesn't need to make. And I think this case, certainly I think we can help the Nigerian government surreptitiously, in the shadows. But I think we're making a mistake when we make this such a public, people love to get into the symbolism, return our schoolgirls and that sort of thing. And the government, of course, that now Obama has just said this is one of his top priorities in foreign policy, which I kind of question. There are other issues that should be up there. But he certainly can give the Nigerian government help, assistance, and intelligence. We have certain intelligence systems that nobody else has. But I would do it on the sly. That you're just making the group, elevating its status, and you're just sort of rewarding them almost. They may try to pull more of these things just to get more publicity, which is what terrorists really want.
It's the same old story.
But you don't think that they were flying under the radar from the rest of the world for so long, and now they cannot do that. Now they're under the microscope. You don't think that concerns them, or you think that they relish in that?
No, I think they love it, because Osama bin Laden liked that too. Terrorist groups, one of their main things is to get publicity for their
cause.
That's
how they raise money. It's like a fundraiser for somebody running for Congress. It's the same thing. Send us money, and we'll get rid of the bad Americans. That's how Al-Qaeda, that's how they present. And some of these other nut-wing, right-wing and left-wing groups that are non-American. I mean, they have, some of them are extraordinarily right-wing, and some of them are extraordinarily left-wing, but they are all there they get together to be anti-American because we give them a perfect format.
Just any group we're fighting, if you're fighting terrorism and doing it by publicity and everything like George W. Bush and Obama have done it, you're not really fighting terrorism.
Nah, you're helping the military-industrial complex. Ivan Eland from the Independent Institute on Nigeria here. Thank you, sir.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Off any Four Seasons song that was around. Frankie Valli moved from New Jersey to New York, Roberta, and then he moved to Southern California, where he married a nice Southern California lady, not exactly the same as Jersey girls, but anyway, he's found that the relationship has run its course, as they say. So time for the big D, and it's gone so far that the California Supreme Court had to get involved to rule on his life insurance policy. He had a $3-4 million life insurance policy, and the California Supreme Court says that Frankie Valli and his ex-wife deserve to share it 50-50 because it was purchased while they were married. It is, in other words, community property that has to be divided equally as they complete their divorce. Apparently, the lower court ruled that the wife, whose name is Randy, was entitled to the entire policy because she was listed as the owner and beneficiary. But the state high court said the policy is community property because household funds from a joint checking account were used to buy and maintain it. So they have been separated, though, for about 10 years. They just didn't get divorced. She's going to be the beneficiary if he gets cranked or knocked off or dies or whatever. She becomes the beneficiary of it anyway.
Right.
Looking at the cash value in it, apparently. So,
I don't understand. How does he... I mean, he'd have to be dead for it to accrue
value. Well, but those whole life policies, they generate cash value. So there's about $400K in cash value, and she wants it. And he said no. And so now they're going to have to split. They'll have to, what essentially, I'm guessing, having done this a couple of times myself, buy life insurance policy and cash them out, you get to a point where there's certain, it gets to the premium value, and then you just hold it. I remember buying a policy that you got after paying 11 years, it had enough value in it to pay its own premium. Mm. And, you know, it was a...
Well, you know what he called her on the way out of court?
Was he singing it too?
Apparently, singing it very loudly.
Really?
And then he was also heard by his lawyer when they asked him, "What do you think we should do?" He said,
"You made an okay disc jockey. Well, you were disc jockey for a while, weren't you? Did you play music for a little while when you were working?"
I was
that?
A junior disc jockey.
A junior disc jockey. Like a junior G-man.
I was the guy.
I was a junior DJ.
I was the young punk who turned over the carts for the big-time DJ. Yeah.
Wow, Richie, that's impressive.
Right. I got the next one for you. It's all set to go.
Really? I had to do that all myself when I was a jock.
Yeah.
I didn't have anybody helping me. Kenny, do you have any help when you were playing music when you were a jock?
No, I couldn't.
We were pumping the Saturday Night 70s party, man. We had things to do.
Really?
Yes, get your hits on the air.
The oldie goody goldies by Rusty Rack of Wrinkle Record, boys and girls.
Medications. When it comes to meds for Fido and Fluffy, wow, at the vet you might pay double what it costs somewhere else. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's how to save a bundle. If your pet needs a medication that humans also take, you can usually get your animal's prescription filled at a drugstore. Of course, your pet will take a very different dose than you do, so don't tinker with it yourself. Just ask your vet to write out the order and head off to the pharmacist. Some discount chains such as Walmart, Giant, Kroger, and Target will enroll your pet in a prescription savings club. Another option, a veterinary verified pharmacy on the internet. According to Consumer Reports, there are 11 of them. Get the list at the link on our website. Finally, remember, many medications humans take can kill an animal, including ibuprofen, Adderall, and Tylenol. So that trip to the vet is a must-do first stop. For information on caring for your pets, check out the latest issue of the AARP Bulletin. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Optimizer is here on the program at the controls in our studio in Washington. It sounds like a big deal, but it really isn't. It's just a bunch of buttons with colors on them. He pushes this one.
They're also pretty. I like to look at them. They're green, yellow.
He likes sitting on his big green ball.
Red.
Or his red ball.
It's orange.
Blue ball, orange ball.
Yes.
Roberta Fasanelli is sitting on her ball, and she's also here to help us understand what's going on in the world from her perspective. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The grieving family gesture for their departed loved one made news this week that I thought was worth a moment or two of our time, because we don't spend enough time talking. We always are into mayhem and mass messes. Here's a story that will make you think twice about what the world is really all about. Some very kind strangers. And it has to do with a family grieving. The strangers hearing the story. This is the story of Renee Finney, 42-year-old mother of three who passed away. Children, obviously, grief-stricken. Imagine young children facing life, young life without their mother. And there was no father involved, so they didn't have any money to pay for the funeral. They couldn't afford a funeral for their mother. These are teenagers. Children did their best to raise money to cover the $10,000 that was needed, which is an outrage in and of itself. They had bake sales. They had people give donations. But they could only come up with a small part of the funds that they needed. So last weekend, on Mother's Day, they decided to put their grief into words by writing letters to their late mother and releasing them on balloons. They tied the notes to balloons, and they just raised the balloons. You know what happens? You let them go, and they go up. And then something really incredible happened. The balloons traveled about 35 miles, settled on the doorstep of Yvette Melton, resident of Murrieta, California. She was so touched by the letters that arrived the day after Mother's Day that she felt inspired to find the family and see what she could do to help. She said, quote, I felt intrusive by actually reading the messages in the first place. Once I did, there was no way I was not going to find this family and help them out. She did some research, found the family, talked with her boss of Color Spot Nurseries in Fallbrook, California, decided to ask the employees there to chip in to help the family. The one part of the letter that really grabbed her was when they read, quote, we know you're up in heaven, Mom, but we don't have any money to bury you. And so our thing was, let's try to make this happen. And so the people in this office raised $2,000 and spent the rest of the week, that was on Monday, raising more money for this family. And so you can imagine, okay, at the end of the week, the oldest daughter is 25 years old. She was interviewed by a newspaper, and she said, quote, my mom had no life insurance, but you want to bury your mother the right way. You want to glorify your mom. It means everything. Imagine, this was all around Mother's Day. The balloons fell into this lady's yard for a reason, she said. I have generous friends, generous family, generous co-workers. I knew we could get it done. So by the end of the week, yesterday, they had all the money they needed to pay the burial expenses for this woman. Isn't that great? I mean, we have so much focus on this crud that happens, and yet most people are really wonderful. They're warm, they're caring, they're sharing. So, and who would have thought you put a note on a balloon and you just, okay, I mean, I can just absolutely guarantee you these kids had no idea. They were just trying to sort of placate their own feelings of grief by sending these balloons off with the notes on them. It's like sticking a note in the wailing wall in old Jerusalem.
Message in a bottle.
Yeah. Same thing, Richie. Exactly. Isn't that a great story? God love them. Good for them and good for her. All right. Meanwhile, back in the, I was going to say in the USSA, but this is not in the USSA. You may have heard this story, but you didn't know really what you were getting into, so you skipped it. That's what I did when I first saw another Christian story in the Muslim world. But I came back around to it. I sort of circled back around to the story of a handicapped husband of a woman who was sentenced to death because he was a Christian. That's why he was sentenced to death. Because he was a Christian. She married a Christian. He's frustrated, uncertain of what to do next. A court in Sudan convicted him of apostasy, which is the renunciation of faith. He's a Christian, but he was a convert. Wife is Muslim because her father was a Muslim. So her legal...
She was raised Christian.
Yeah. But
her father was a Muslim, but he left when she was a child, and her mother was Christian, so she was raised Christian. But because the father was a Muslim, they consider her a Muslim.
Right. So the fact that she renounces Islam is the reason they want to put her to death. I said this woman, I said it wrong in the beginning. It wasn't the husband who is being sentenced. It's the woman, the wife.
Yes, and she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah. Great. So she's in prison anyway.
Yes.
And she has a 20-month-old son with her.
The child's been with her, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
This is what you're dealing with when you get into these countries. The Nigerian thing's the same thing. And the problem that we have, Roberta, is we tend to condemn this entire group, the so-called Muslim world.
Why not? There should be people marching in the streets to save this woman, and there aren't.
Mm-hmm. So how
they
would
should
you...
Pummeling the people that are guarding the courthouse where she's being held and taking
but
her
they don't
out of this
think
jail
that
cell.
That way, Richie. That's not how they think.
Instead, they just let it happen.
Yes.
So, okay, sure, not everyone is going to kill the Christian over there, but not everyone is doing anything to stop it either.
Well,
that's why people get associated by, guilt by association in these countries. And you know what? At a certain point, you have to say, yeah, I think it is. Hmm. You know, if that were to happen here, you would see crowds busting into the jail to break this woman out.
Hmm.
Why isn't that the case?
They don't think like we do.
Or
I'm not justifying. I'm just telling you.
I know.
They don't think.
I don't get it.
Like we do. But you don't,
get
it because
don't
you don't
it.
Think like they
right.
do.
Right.
It's the, hello. It's that simple. They are brought up in a way where our environment teaches us one thing. Their environment teaches something else. I'm not telling you it's right, but it is what it is. And you're not going to change it. You're not going to change them. Is there more in various different sects of the Muslim world, SECTS? Is there more liberalism, more open-mindedness, more understanding of the way the rest of the world? Yeah. And I dare say it would be the majority of Muslims who at least want to get along with, although they would tell you some of them they want to convert everybody. But Richie makes the best point here. But that's the way we think. It's the best point for us because that's the way we think. It's not the way they think.
Right.
Doesn't justify it. Doesn't make it right. It just is what it is. And you are not going to change most of those people from thinking the way they do. So, meanwhile.
You know, and that's why many of them come here is because they want the freedom
want
to be able
freedom.
To do and think and
right.
act however they want.
Yeah. Kenny.
Yes.
The story in Turkey this week, we've seen this happening here, but we're surprised to see the people over there chanting the names again because of where it is. We don't think that they act like we act. But in fact, Richie, to your point, they are acting exactly as we would act. They're out there protesting because they can't find the people who are dead in these coal mines, and the ones they find, they're burying in mass graves. A lot of victims that haven't been found, so all the families are there. Kind of reminds you what happened after the disappearance of that Malaysian jetliner. Same thing. Everybody feels the grief, and they want to be heard. But what's the latest there, Kenny?
The numbers are 284 confirmed dead. There are still 18 more that are unaccounted for.
Mm-hmm.
That are somewhere down in the mine. There was an explosion and a fire that started all of this, and the protesters are saying that government regulations kept them from keeping their safety equipment up to date, which is what caused this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They've been protesting, and everybody is so angry. There is a picture on CNN's website. I'm going to put this on our Facebook page, actually. Of one of the protesters who they're just grief-stricken and they want something done, and you see members of the Turkish army grappling this person and bringing him to the ground, and then an aide to the prime minister comes up and kicks this guy while he's being held down.
Great. And again, back to what we said before, we don't think like they do. We don't understand how they think. And they don't understand how we think, and there's no tolerance, there's no middle ground for many people who view these sorts of things. So, in a moment, Richie explains why Aaron Hernandez is such a dirtbag.
He's dirtbag of the day.
16, maybe the week or a month, Richie. Maybe even the dirtbag of the year.
There's quite a few of them out there.
Right. Let me give you a chance to get some free coffee. Last night, we were sitting in town meeting, and we were voting on some things. And the fellow sits next to me, a good guy named Bob Bernstein. And he had his computer, and he was talking about listening to my program here and there. And I told him he's a big coffee drinker. I said, you know what? You get some free coffee if you go to DougStephan.com. And he and the guy next to him were just chuckling. It sounded like I was pushing coffee. And I said, no, I'm telling you, you can get a free bag of coffee. You love coffee. You'll love this coffee. He says, you sure? I like Starbucks coffee. I said, you'll taste this stuff and you'll never go back to Starbucks. So he took it. He went to, while we're in town meeting, he goes to DougStephan.com and orders some BuzzBox coffee. Get a free bag of BuzzBox coffee, just like he did. You can do it online at DougStephan.com, or you can go to 866-456-7805. He was interested to click onto the BuzzBox coffee box at DougStephan.com and see the story, the video. I've got some cows around me. I tell the story about why I'm doing this, helping out the World Vision folks to establish a foothold in areas where children are not being well-fed, well-nourished. So the effort here is to get 1,000 people to sign up for BuzzBox Coffee at the website or by calling 866-456-7805. Then I can buy 25 or 30 cows that will be used to produce 3,000, enough milk a day for 3,000 children in areas of the world where they need it, where World Vision is helping out. That's the move. That's my deal. And you're getting some of the best coffee you could possibly imagine you could get. So if you're a coffee drinker, go to DougStephan.com. Get the BuzzBox coffee right-hand side and enjoy the coffee and also help the cause. Will you do that, please? Or dial 866-456-7805 to order your BuzzBox coffee from the operator standing by.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. The other day, I had the opportunity to go to this magnificent show. We have the symphony here, and just in addition to all the music that was playing, they brought in acrobatic acts, they brought in jugglers to the music. I had never seen anything like that before. I was amazed. The whole audience was amazed. Why? Because we saw things that created a great surprise and a sudden wonder. By the way, that is the definition of amazing. Something that causes a great surprise or sudden wonder. Now, what about you? Are you an amazing person? Don't say no that quickly, because you are capable of delivering great surprises. Good ones, by the way. You are capable of sudden wonder. All you have to do, like these folks did, was train for it, believe it, perform it, and enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe responsibly.
All right. So the story of the dirtbag of the week, Aaron Hernandez.
The dirtbag of the day was Shinseki with the GA. It's Aaron Hernandez, former tight end for the New England Patriots. Your New England Patriots.
I don't have anything to do with the Patriots.
He was indicted on 2 counts of first-degree murder.
Yeah.
My question here would be, what happened to a speedy trial? He was the murders happened in July of 2012. He's just now being indicted.
Right.
He could be arraigned as early as next week.
He's a football player.
Currently in jail, and he killed, he shot two guys while sitting in their car.
Yeah.
And then another guy that was dating his fiance's sister.
Yeah, great. But the reason it's taking so long is because he's a Patriots player, and they get preferential treatment no matter what.
He's got big lawyers to make everything
right.
Right.
51 after.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mean kids sit on an anthill with a magnifying glass, and I'm in. You could fix my life in 5 minutes if you wanted to, but you'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm!
Lovely. The power is the music we get into movie moments with by Snap from the movie Bruce Almighty. Number one movie this week in 2003, 11 years ago. But the power.
Who doesn't remember him walking down the street, taking his finger and just making the fire extinguisher or the fire hydrant explode and the girl's dress go up and when he realized he had the power? That was a classic scene.
This heaven?
No, this is Mount Everest. You should flip on the Discovery Channel from time to time. But I guess you can't now, being dead and all.
I'm dead?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
You know, you could confuse that easily for the bucket list. That clip could easily have been in the bucket list. Do you agree with me, Chucker?
Hey, you're right, Doug.
Morgan Freeman was in the bucket list, all about what happened at the end of life. Easily, he was in Bruce Almighty as well, but he played God, I think, in Bruce Almighty.
Well, Morgan Freeman's in every other film, so.
All right, the Samuel L. G. and Samuel L. Jackson take turns. Need a black guy? Call Morgan Freeman or Samuel L. Jackson.
And they both have great voices.
Oh, they're great actors. I think they're both wonderful
actors. Their voice
actors.
Is just so commanding, both
great.
Of them.
Yep, right. All right, so let's get at it here. Chuck Curry is here with a preview of the movies coming out this week, including that horrible travesty Godzilla.
Godzilla.
And so Chuck has got a review of that, plus whatever else hopefully we can be distracted by that's coming right up here on Good Day.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
All right, so Chucker, we have an opportunity now to in-depth you to do. I know you're dying. You're thrilled to be able to talk about God's will.
Well, I didn't see it yet. I'm taking my daughter today. It's an 8-year-old daughter today.
My wife,
at 5 o'clock, so I'll let you know what I think Monday. But Godzilla roars in the theaters this weekend, playing on almost 4,000 screens. Tracking has it at around a $70 million opening weekend.
God.
There's no doubt there's a lot of buzz on the internet on this film. They cut some great trailers. As for the reviews, they're about 70% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, although there are naysayers.
How can you be positive? What is there about this movie that has any positivity to it? It's fun. It scares the hell. You're bringing your 8-year-old daughter. She won't be able to sleep for a week. What's the matter with you?
A lot, but that's a story for another day.
All right. I hear what else is coming up?
Matthew Broderick
is million dollar on with John Hamm. This is a Disney film in the same production division that created the movie Miracle with Kurt Russell and The Rookie with Dennis Quaid.
My son wants to see
really
this.
Really good sports films. This one's tested very well in preview screenings. So movie news in general, Gerard Butler, who is the star of Olympus Has Fallen, signing on to do a sequel titled London Has Fallen. I guess the producers are going the same way as producers of 24, centering the action in London this time. And director Ridley Scott signing on to direct Matt Damon a movie titled The Martian, which is being described as a gravity-type thriller in outer space.
I heard that they're absolutely onto it. They're trying to find or work on a script for the next season or whatever they're going to call it of 24. And they don't want to do a movie because they know they're going to be consistent with the ratings pretty much across the board because they've been pretty consistent so far. So what do you do next? I think somebody said that they were going to go to China or try to get the cooperation of the Chinese government to do China or Russia or something like that.
I heard possibly Chicago. That's what I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's in Chicago?
I don't know, but that's what I heard is possible setting for the third season. But it really is going to depend on the ratings. But so far, I like the quality of the first two installments. I love the character, and I think as long as they make tight scripts that are exciting, I think they can keep doing it.
Yeah, they keep doing it. All right, did you see Harrison Ford's been offered a role in Blade Runner?
Well, he is the star of Blade Runner. He has been offered a role to reprise his role of Rick Duper.
So he does that. He's in Star Wars.
Well, that would be cool.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, good for him. God love him. Hi, right, Chucker. Have a great weekend. Chuck Curry with us here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.